This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, and I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of the Sundial Writers' Corner, along with Sarah Williamson. Several times each year, we revisit the treasure trove of master storyteller Katherine Tucker Windham's Tales of Life in Alabama back in the day. This week, she talks about a springtime ritual for kids that involved steelies, dirt, and a lot of pants worn out at the knees.
I don't know who recognized the signal first, but somehow every spring at the school down there, where I attended in Thomasville, Alabama, the elementary school, the grammar school, everybody would suddenly know that it was time to play marbles. And that was a big event. Everybody liked to play marbles. And I hadn't seen children play marbles in I don't know when. And it was such a simple game and such a satisfactory game. Now, at school, Miss Marion Pierce, who was the principal, she wouldn't let us play for keeps, but we could play for fun. And everybody had a sack of marbles that, oh, you could get them for almost nothing. You had some beautiful ones, though, clear glass, and some with figures in them, and some what we called steelies that were really ball bearings that would just break those other glass marbles all to pieces. And then peewees, we call them, that were little clay marbles that were tiny, small marbles. And all you needed was some marbles and dirt to play on. I think marbles went out of fashion when they began to put asphalt or false covering on playgrounds. There wasn't any more dirt there. But what you did was draw a circle about 10 feet across diameter. And inside that circle, you drew a cross. And on that cross, you filled with marbles, 13 marbles. One middle, one in the center, and then three going out four ways to make a cross there. And then you could not shoot from inside the circle. You had to stay outside the circle and shoot those marbles out with your shooter, usually an agate. And there was it took a great deal of skill to do that. And you had to have your hand just pressed right down on the ground before you shot. You couldn't hold it up for anything, and you couldn't let it touch the line of the circle. And you had to shoot hard to knock those marbles out. And of course, the one who knocked out the most marbles won the game. And if you're playing for keeps, you got to keep the marbles that you shot out. And it was a good competitive game and a game that everybody liked to play. And it wore out the knees of lots of boys' pants, I guess, squatting down or kneeling down on the ground to shoot, because you had to kneel down to shoot. And you had to really play by the rules. You said knucks are hard down knucks. I mean, you had to really hold your hand down close. If you cheated, they would take one of your marbles anyhow, whether you had shot or not. You played by the rules, but you played for fun, and it was more fun to hear those marbles being hit and knocked out of that ring. And I don't really know who made up the rules, but I think they're pretty universal. Because I've read that even the Egyptians played marbles, that they were played hundreds of years before the time of Christ. And I hate to see the game of marbles dying out. I've got some marbles here at the house. I was good at shooting marbles. Our living room had a rug that had a circle in the middle of it, a big rug there. We used to play marbles in the living room and shooting them out of that circle there. Had good practice with hard down knucks. and shoot that marble. Wham!
Catherine Tucker Windham first became known as an award-winning journalist and photographer, then as an author, and in her later years as a master storyteller. WLRH is the proud holder of an archive of commentaries of Ms. Windham, all produced by WLRH station manager Brett Tannehill. We continue to share these through the Sundial Writers' Corner. You can hear Ms. Windham's musings on spring, marbles, and all manner of Southern life on WLRH.org. Just click the Sundial tab. You can hear a new episode of Sundial every Monday morning here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.